where the law of attraction originates. The law of attraction is a technique used for manifesting your desires and making your dreams come true. It's a method used to attract the things you really want into your life. As a concept, it might be new to you, but in fact, it's based on a very old idea. The earliest recorded use of the phrase law of attraction in print dates back to 1906. It was part of the title for a book by William Walker Atkinson called Thought Vibration or the Law of Attraction in the Thought World. 4 years later, Wallace D. Wattles wrote The Science of Getting Rich, in which he states that focusing on your desire and truly believing in them will lead to achieving them in the material world. That's a good summary of the law of attraction in itself. Charles F. Hanel's book, The Master Key System, was first published as a correspondence course in 1912. It's a step-by-step guide to using the law of attraction, in which Hanel writes, "Thinking is the only activity which the spirit possesses, and thought is the only product of thinking. Thinking is the key, the master key, behind getting what you want. When you think intentionally about the thing you want, you're telling the subconscious mind to get it for you. When you focus intensely on the thing you want, your subconscious works harder to help bring it into your life. People who achieve all the things they want in life do so because they know what they want. They focus intensely on it, and they never stop thinking about it until they get it." In Part 7 of the Master Key System, Hanel talks about the universal energy or invisible power that exists all around us. He explains that the mind really has two halves, the personal physical half, part of the visible or external world, and the impersonal spiritual half, part of the invisible or internal world. The personal mind is conscious, existing on the physical level with all the limitations that implies. The impersonal mind refers to the subconscious, functioning on the spiritual level, in tune with the spiritual energy of the cosmos, with access to infinite resources to what Hanel calls the wonderful power which has been put within your control. These resources are available to all of us. We just need to recognize them, appreciate them for what they are, and use them in the way they were intended. Hanel breaks the process of utilizing this power down into three steps. Step 1. Idealization. Picture the ideal version of the thing you want in as much detail as possible. Step 2. Visualization. See yourself in the future once you have the thing you want in your life. Step 3. Materialization. Focus intensely on your goal until you get the thing you want. Napoleon Hill wrote one of the best-selling books of all time, Think and Grow Rich, in which he says that controlling your thoughts will lead to success. Thoughts are energy, and you can therefore use this energy for your own purposes and rewards. In his earlier 1928 book, The Law of Success in 16 Lessons, Hill states, "Know what you want, when you want it, why you want it, and how you intend to get it." And that, in a nutshell, is the basic principle behind the law of attraction. Okay, that's enough history. We know that the law of attraction and its associated principles are not new. What is new is the way in which we can utilize these principles to turn an ordinary life into an extraordinary one. But first, let's take a look at the law of attraction in a bit more detail.